You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Kamala Harris. Oh, I just said that, didn't I? Oh, my gosh. Is it possible? Well, Joe Biden sent out an awkwardly worded email to supporters yesterday. I've decided that Kamala Harris is the best person to help me take this fight to Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and then to lead this nation starting January 2021. That sounds like he's... I'm ready to let her lead anyway. And many are already saying, a vote for Biden is actually a vote to make Kamala Harris president. Former President Barack Obama quickly rushing forward saying, Joe Biden nailed this decision. He's underscored his own judgment and character by choosing her. I got a question. Did Joe actually make the decision? We've got a lot of details behind the background that we still need to see. And watch what's already happening with some on the left. CNN editor-at-large Chris Cillizza says in his suggestion that former Vice President Joe Biden would, quote, step aside to elevate his new running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. In other words, all but conceding Biden will not finish his presidential term if elected. You've got to keep this in mind. Anyone who thinks they're voting for Joe Biden to be president, no, you're voting for Kamala Harris to be president. Her record is very clear. The most liberal senator. And right now, everybody is doing what they can on the left to shore her up, make her look better, clean up her past. Wikipedia editors apparently already sanitizing a page of anything that might affect and hurt Kamala Harris. And they also had to clean up some things she said about Joe Biden in the past. Remember Joe Biden being accused of inappropriately touching women? And her remarks were, I believe the women. I wonder if she's had that discussion with Joe. I wonder if she and Joe will get real close together and then she will see for herself. And they have not even lost. They have not even lost and are ready. They are playing the race card. Let me explain. A CNN political reporter, basically echoing what I know she's heard from others, and she's trying to get out in front of them. And she is calling the Biden-Harris pick a big risk, saying the American culture is primed to be racist and sexist. In other words, she is claiming that if you're going to oppose this ticket, you're a racist. You are a racist because there's a black woman on the ticket, and that's why you're against it. And you're also sexist because there's a woman on the ticket. They have not even lost. They haven't lost yet. And they're already making excuses. And, of course, they're trying to get that narrative out fast and rapid and repeating it and echoing it in the chambers over and over again. A vote against this ticket proves you're a racist. A vote against this ticket proves you're a sexist. Make no difference about a sexist apparently is heading the ticket, according to his own VP choice. And the other question is, and this one is not going to be easy to discuss for a lot of folks, is Kamala Harris even black? Is she African-American? I want to get in that in more detail because I think you might as well explain and look into it right now. And you can take it right back to the Obama case. Was he really the first black president or the first biracial president? His mother was white. He was black. Joshua Lawson, managing editor of The Federalist, will be joining us. He wrote an article titled, Harris is a radical threat to America. Dr. Gerard Lamero will join us. Is she adding value to the ticket to increase Biden's chances or actually going to hurt him? And Bernie supporters are not at all happy. I don't care how many on the left, including Obama and even Hillary Clinton, say this is the right choice. Even Bernie saying, I'm with her, but supporters of Bernie say it's a sellout. We're not at all happy. Oh, we have something other than just politics today, too. Wisconsin has a new rule concerning wearing masks. When you hear this rule, what's in effect in Wisconsin, you're going to say, there is no way, Larry. Oh, yeah, there's a way. A lot to cover the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
So are you ready to get out from the COVID-19 scare? We might still need to be careful in some areas. I do encourage businesses to make sure your facility is clear of COVID-19. And of course, if you open up and then a client or an employee or someone else surfaces with COVID-19, you need to reevaluate what's going on. I would encourage you to contact Wellington Environmental. They can determine at a very reasonable cost what you need to do before you open, once you are open, and as you move forward. It just makes good sense, doesn't it? Wellington Environmental, for 30 years, have been treating situations at hospitals, schools, daycare centers, private homes. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
She's the most liberal person, supposedly, in the Senate. That's pretty liberal, but she's supposed to be the most. I'm not sure that's what the country wants. I think if it is, we've got problems. But I would be surprised if it is. She wants to raise taxes. She wants to get rid of your Second Amendment. No guns for protection, no nothing. She's very strong in the Second Amendment, getting rid of it. And very bad to the military. She wants to cut the military. She wants to cut spending for the military and the vets.
That is President Trump appearing last night on Sean Hannity's program. And his first response to Joe Biden choosing Senator Kamala Harris for his VP. And Trump had also said she was. Trump said she was actually my number one pick. I'm looking forward to going against her. He said she's my number one pick, and I'm surprised Biden ended up choosing her because, quote, she did very poorly in the primaries. She ended up right around 2%. That's exactly correct. Remember all the other candidates on the stage? And they all came rushing in, bright-eyed, optimistic. They were going to grab the golden ring to be the presidential nomination for the Democrats. Or at least be close enough to grab a second time around, maybe grab the silver ring and be the VP. You had Senator Kamala Harris. You had Senator Cory Booker. And the rest of them all lining up. It should be me. It should be me. Choose me. Choose me. And when it came down to the primary votings, she ended up around 2%. And on top of that, as Trump pointed out, she was very disrespectful to Joe Biden. And on the debate stage in Miami, Harris had criticized comments by the former vice president as he spotlighted his ability to find common ground during the 70s with white segregationist senators. with whom he disagreed over his opposition decades ago to federally mandated school busing. So Harris, who is black, and I'm not saying she is African-American, I'm not even saying she's black at this point because there's some questions about this. We'll get into it. The question she asked Biden during the debate, do you agree today you were wrong to oppose busing in America? And then she added, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day, and that little girl was me. That was a shining moment for her on that stage. And Biden's poll numbers began to drop off a little bit after that debate, but it wasn't enough to keep Harris going. She just couldn't carry the weight. So why now her? She's a senator from California. He's already going to have the California vote. It makes no difference which candidate he put on board. He was going to get California. What about getting women? Does he think that she's going to bring more women to him? And, of course, is he going to bring the black vote to him, deliver the black vote? As I said later in this program today, Dr. Gerard Lomero will join us, and we'll be analyzing those points in particular. But the Republican governors, I'm sorry, the Republican Attorney General's Association has said that you need to realize what's really at stake at this election. This is Jeff Landry. He's the Louisiana Attorney General. Listen to his remarks.
This election to us is about safety. It's about crime, and it's about victims' rights. And if you look at Kamala's record as Attorney General, some of the prosecutions she made, some of the prosecutions she didn't, she certainly supported sanctuary cities. She certainly supported open borders. She talked about having felons vote from prison. She was not tough on felons. There was a homicide where a San Francisco police officer was killed. She didn't seek the death penalty in that case. There was an MS-13 gang member who killed a father and two sons. She didn't seek the death penalty there as well. So her record from both the prosecutor as an attorney general and then on as a senator has plenty of opportunity for people to review and see what a liberal she actually is.
And she is liberal. And she's already been trying to erase some of the past where she did some things that the liberals didn't like maybe incarcerating too many people on other charges, particularly people of color. So she's been trying to rework that. She has done everything she can to move away from being a prosecutor for law and order to someone who is just for, let's give everybody another chance around. And if you have any doubt as to where she stands on the security of this nation, she and others with her, and as I said, she is considered the most liberal senator. They all are wanting to abolish ICE. They want to defund police. They want to strip law and order from this nation. In 2018, Senator Kamala Harris was interviewing a nominee to head up U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. President Trump had selected at that point his nomination, Ronald Vitello, to head up ICE. And during his confirmation hearing, Harris ended up basically equating ICE to the KKK. And she's putting that issue in front of the nominee and saying, isn't that true? In other words, when you listen to her, she doesn't say it directly, but she keeps pushing a narrative, a lie. And he knows it is, and he's trying to defend against it, but she's hell-bent on connecting a government agency, ICE, to the KKK. Just listen.
Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion that ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between
I'm talking about perception.
Officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a perception
that puts ICE in the same category as the KKK?
But see, that's not enough for her. Are you aware of the perception? In other words, it ended up being, as she was even stating, sir, how can you be the head of an agency and be unaware of how your agency is perceived by certain communities? So you're supposed to run that agency based on perception of others. Perception of liberals in this case, perception in the media. And basically, again, pushing the perception. It's not a fact, but we don't have to have facts with the liberals. We don't need facts. Let's just simply label them, throw it out there, call them that each and every time, and we will get them to fold. I told you in the beginning, the opening monologue, they are not even defeated at this point, and they will be. They're not even defeated, and yet they are already bringing forward their attitude and their belief that when they lose, it's going to be because the country is racist and sexist, just like Donald Trump. And again, let me take you back in case you missed the opening monologue. A CNN reporter, political reporter, Nia Malika Henderson, putting out in her piece and, of course, echoing what she's already heard and trying to get traction for it. It's a trial balloon that they expect others would jump on and cling to and say, yes, yes, yes. And here's what she wrote. You can see, she said, you imagine you'll see some of the folks in the Republican Party and more generally just the culture. The culture is sort of primed to be racist. It's primed to be sexist. So I think it will be interesting to see some of the conversation that comes out of this very historic pick. She's already saying racism will be the reason if the ticket fails, and sexism. I have told you ever since I began this program, anyone that voted against Barack Obama because of his color was wrong. By the same token, if you voted for Barack Obama solely because of his color, you were wrong. You should be looking at the issues. I say the same thing again here. And Senator Harris, being the most liberal senator, now teamed up with Biden, who's been waffling back and forth to see what he needs to do to appease the left. If you're voting against this ticket because she is a woman of color, you're wrong. You got more than enough reason to vote against it on policy or to vote for Trump on policy. And by the same token, for those out there who are going to vote for Harris, knowing she could become the first black president, black female president, you're wrong also. You need to look at the facts and the issues, but many aren't going to do it. And what many need to remember, and they probably want to forget, is she is also among those who want to push for turning this nation upside down, beginning with what we can do with socialism when it comes to medical care.
And if you go into socialized medicine, which is what she wants and supports strongly, and it's what Biden wants, ultimately, he's not going to have a choice because his party wants it. The people that really control the party, he will never control the party. They want it. That means you're destroying something that 180 million people love.
Again, the words of President Trump from his interview last night with Sean Hannity. I do really second what the president said. Biden's not going to control the party. I don't really think, in my mind, that he actually made the decision on Kamala Harris. I don't know if he could have made any decision, but bottom line is I think he got spoon-fed Kamala Harris. We do know this, with him choosing her, And with his switch on abortion, he used to be against abortion, but now he's all bought in. This will be the most pro-abortion presidential ticket in history. According to American pro-life leaders, she pushes extreme abortion on demand. And, of course, she's all bought into Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood founded upon the whole idea of abortion. And don't forget, of course, actually it's founded on eugenics to cleanse the weeds from the garden, as Margaret Sanger, the founder, said when she was referring to what she considered inferior blacks. And she was also, Harris was a ringleader in the character assassination attempt of Brett Kavanaugh during his nomination for the Supreme Court. Of course, she's a former prosecutor, so she thought she could lead him into a trap, but it didn't happen. But she was doing everything she could. A town hall political editor, that's a conservative operation, obviously, saying her performance during the Kavanaugh circus stood out as particularly demagogic, cynical, and abysmal. And look how the media is now treating their newest darling. We'll take a break, and let me come back and give you a perspective on how the media is going to rush this forward. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So here's how the leftist mainstream media is rushing forward with Kamala Harris. New York Times, big front page article. Across the top, Harris joins Biden ticket, achieving a first. Three columns under it, in addition to a large scale picture of her. One of the columns titled, Political Warrior Shaped by Life in Two Worlds. Another one, pick scene on safe but energizing. And a third point, women of color in number two slot, a major party. See, they're already pushing that issue. They even called her at one point a pragmatic moderate. She's not anywhere near a moderate. She's ranked more extreme than Senator Bernie Sanders. In comparing ICE agents to the KKK, she co-sponsored the Green New Deal, expressed support for providing government health care to illegal immigrants. By the way, the Times gave Harris more attention than even Hillary Clinton's announcement of Senator Kaine in 2016. Even Sarah Palin, who became the first female nominee of a major ticket in over 30 years when she was tapped by McCain in 2008, didn't get as much coverage as Harris. They're already playing the game, and you cannot vote against her because she's a woman of color. And Intercept had done an article investigation recently, and Intercept, an inquiry looking at something was happening with Wikipedia and the pages regarding Senator Kamala Harris. And they state they found that somebody had been really changing up her listing on Wikipedia, and as they looked into it, the editor that was proofreading and changing it turned out to be a staff member, although he claimed later, well, I was just a volunteer staff member for Kamala Harris. But started taking out any unflattering materials about her early political career or her relationship with future San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, then the Speaker of California Assembly. Willie Brown's admitted, yeah, we dated, and I probably did help her. I pointed some things, and so I helped her. So big deal. And, of course, it goes back to that question, and it's a nasty question. When women achieve something on their own and somebody wants to say, well, who did you sleep with to get here? I'm not saying that's what happened here, but that was what they're trying to clean out. They don't want to bring that up. But Willie Brown finally had enough of it when she was first being talked about as a presidential candidate. He said, yeah, we dated. So what? Which, by the way, Willie Brown has also said, if you were offered the VP position, you should say no. Well, she decided, I want it so much, I'm going to ignore what Willie told me. And, of course, they also took out how she had handled various investigations and how she ignored other crimes in the process. And now she got mortgage settlements with major banks. Yeah, they're already rewriting her history. Listen, if they can tear down statues representing members of this country for 100-plus years, do you not think they can begin to sanitize the story around Kamala Harris? The answer is, oh, yes. Oh, yes, and it's already underway. And there will be more. I want to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Joshua Lawson, managing editor of The Federalist, which is a conservative publication. You want to hear what he says about Harris.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I always like to make sure you understand sources I'm using because I don't try to pull the wool over anyone's eye. Listen, for 50-plus years in electronic journalism, many of them as a news anchor, I want to make sure you get the facts and you make your own decision. I have opinions now that I can express that I could not and should not as a news anchor at that time. Now, why I mentioned a moment ago The Intercept uncovering a story that a Wikipedia editor was beginning to sanitize the pages representing Kamala Harris to make her look better, and I mentioned The Intercept a couple times. You need to know The Intercept is an online news publication, a First Look Media. It considers itself a powerful accounting of fearless adversarial journalism, no corporate interest, and that's their position. The Federalist, which we're getting ready to talk about now, is also considered an American conservative online magazine and podcast. So I always will give you the sources so you understand. And I'm bringing on board now the managing editor of The Federalist, Joshua Lawson. Glad to have you with us, sir.
It's great to talk to you this afternoon.
All right, let's begin with, you had a piece published that caught my eye immediately because this, the opening headline says so many things. And folks, here's what the headline says. No, Kamala Harris isn't a moderate. She is a radical threat to America. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, it didn't take long for once Joe Biden named the senator from California as his running mate for the media to start running pass interference for her and for the Biden campaign, labeling her a pragmatic moderate was the phrase used by the New York Times. They also described the two as moderates with center-left politics, and you had all these people praising her as a moderate, and it's just not true. And that is not partisan talking points. That's if you look at her voting record, if you look at what she has said, everything points to not just someone who's on the left, but someone who is on the farthest fringe left of the modern-day Democratic Party, and frankly, that's saying something. So your listeners, I encourage them to go to VoteView.com, the nonpartisan website. It's run by professors at the University of California, L.A., also in conjunction with the University of Georgia and UC San Diego. And they've compiled voting records of every member of the 116th U.S. Senate. And Kamala Harris's voting record is more liberal than 97% of her fellow Democrats. Only one person has a more liberal voting record than Kamala Harris, and that is Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
That is a fact. That is an astonishing fact, because folks just would not buy that if you just simply told them. But as you said, we're talking about the actual voting record, not a perception, not an opinion. How did you actually come down on issues, be they liberal, moderate, or conservative? And the only senator who is more liberal based on that voting record would be Senator Warren. She's even more liberal than Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, that's exactly what I was just going to say. The fact that she's more liberal than an open, avowed socialist, Bernie Sanders, Senator of Vermont, that tells you everything you need to know about this ticket. And it's really concerning, because she's the vice presidential nominee. And if the Biden-Harris ticket wins this November, she is, as they, you know, used to slander at Dan Quayle back in the day, she is one heartbeat away from the Oval Office. And my goodness, how quickly this country would change under a Harris administration.
And I want to go through some of those points in a moment. But first, again, on the Bernie Sanders issue, and I'd mentioned this earlier for the audience, but I want to go back into it and get your take. Many of the Bernie supporters, progressives, are not happy at all. In fact, Breonna Joy Gray, who was Sanders' national press secretary, been an outspoken critic of Biden ever since Bernie withdrew, and then points out, we are in the midst of the largest protest movement in American history, the subject of which is excessive policing, and the Democrat Party chose a top cop and the author of the Joe Biden crime bill to save us from Trump. The contempt for the base is wow. In other words, according to one writer, they are giving a middle finger. The Biden-Harris ticket is giving a middle finger to all the Bernie supporters. Where are they going to go when it comes to voting?
I mean, that's a really interesting conundrum that is facing this ticket. On the one hand, yes, she does have this prosecutorial record, which doesn't look good. I mean, she was putting a lot of people away for drug possessions back at her time in her previous position, and then was joking about it and making false statements on the radio. So you have a lot of people upset with her criminal record that are on the far left, but I mean, sad reality is, if those same folks actually looked at her record, they would find a lot to agree with. Senator Harris was a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal. She was a co-sponsor to Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All scheme to basically socialize America's healthcare system. So I don't know if they're putting on a face to kind of signal to the more radical members that we've got to keep on pushing even farther than Kamala Harris, or they just don't know. But if they looked into Harris's record, frankly, the fringe left should be happy with this choice because of just how wild her positions are.
You're listening to Joshua Lawson and managing editor of The Federalist. And another part of the article where you point out, and I'm glad you did, that she said, I would not hesitate to sign an executive order banning all, quote, assault weapons.
Yeah, that's problematic, to say the least, first off. The thing about the Internet is that, as they say, the Internet is forever. So even though her previous run, her failed run for president for this latest Democratic primary season, now that just directs you to the Biden campaign website. The Internet has archived all of her past positions that were there fully for the public to see back not too long ago. And on her site, when she was running for president, she said that she would not hesitate to sign an executive order within the first 100 days of being elected president, where she would ban all, quote, assault weapons, as well as, quote, high-capacity magazines, end quote. And both of those designations are undefined, and that should send a chill up the spine of every American who values their Second Amendment freedoms, their Second Amendment rights that are ingrained in the Constitution, because an assault weapon is basically anything that Kamala Harris thinks looks scary.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's nothing more than sometimes a .22 hunting rifle that's mocked up to look nasty, like you take a little Toyota and you refabricate it and it makes it look like a NASCAR. Yes. It's still a Toyota. That's about it. And it's not going to go any more than those four cylinders. And she is on record and identified as such by Catholic groups as the most pro-abortion And this ticket represents the most pro-abortion presidential ticket in history.
Yeah, and the abortion issue as well. I mean, this is another thing where, I mean, back in the day, you used to have so-called blue dog Democrats, right, where you'd have Democrats that did support the Second Amendment. You'd have Democrats that did support pro-life issues and were against abortion. And so to call Kamala Harris a moderate when she has an abortion position that is on the extreme of her own party is really something. When she was running for president recently, she went so far to propose this plan, again, very low on details, but the takeaway was that she would force any state or locality which wanted to put any limit or even the slightest restrictions on access to abortion, that she would force them to seek prior approval and clearance through the U.S. Department of Justice. I mean, that's just unheard of.
Let me move
it's
to another.
Really, really wild.
Let me move to another angle, and I've been talking about it since we began the program. The left is already gearing up for an excuse as to if they lose, why they're going to do it, and they're already starting their blame game, and they're pulling the race card and the sexist card right away, and basically saying that if you vote against this ticket, you're voting against it because there's a black woman on it, against blacks and against women. In other words, they're already making it a race-baiting issue, and that's what they hope will carry them through the poll. But if it doesn't, it set the framework in mind for crying foul.
Yeah, and for further strife in this country, which is the last thing we need to do right now, is to be focusing on the level of melanin in someone's skin and in someone's skin tone. We need to be really finally listening to the words of Dr. King, where he says we should be judging folks on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. I know that all of these Biden-Harris supporters would have had a huge problem with a Thomas Sowell for president ticket or Condoleezza Rice.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, it has nothing to do with that.
And there was a letter published the other day with 100 black business leaders and so forth saying you've got to choose a woman of color. In other words, dictating. So the final question to you in the last 30 seconds, do you think Biden actually made the decision or he was spoon-fed and said, here, take Kamala and do it?
As with many things that are going on within the Biden campaign these days, it is a little difficult to tell what is actually coming from directions from the head of the ticket himself and from handlers that are trying to literally hold his hand through most of this process and try to get him across the finish line.
Well, we're going to see how it handles because they will be going on stage here shortly as they are introduced to the public in general showing up together. Joshua Lawson, thank you very much for giving us your time, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You bet. We'll get back to you on future articles. Joshua Lawson, managing editor of The Federalist. Yeah, they are going to be making an appearance together later today, probably shortly. I haven't checked the latest timing on it, to appear as Biden and Harris, your political ticket. But is she black?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, here we go on a subject that a lot of folks are going to say, Larry, you are such a racist. Let me make it clear to you. I don't really care what someone's color of their skin is and how they identify themselves. It's the way they want to call themselves. That's fine by me. I have no bearing, no interest, no concern. But I do think you need to know the facts and then make additional decisions. Kamala Harris are going to be touting as the first African-American woman running on a major political ticket, and if she ends up being president, she would be the first African-American woman to become president. And, of course, they considered Obama the first African-American president. Specifically, he was the first biracial president. And, again, I'm not trying to take anything away from him. That's just the fact. His mother was white. His father wasn't. Kamala Harris identifies herself now as African American. In fact, when she was sworn in as a U.S. Senator in 2017, her own publication, or rather her bio page, said, the second African American woman as a U.S. Senator for California, being the second African American woman. And then also adding, and the first South Asian American senator. Let me help you understand that. She was born in Oakland, California. So she is a Native American. She was born America. Her mother had immigrated from Tamil Nadu, India. India, of course, being part of Southeast Asia. The Tamil tribe, I don't mean tribe in that sense, but the Tamil population represents about 6% of India. And most of it's around the Sri Lanka area, from best I have seen. Doesn't mean entirely, obviously, but much of it. And her father is Jamaican. Now, he claimed in an article he wrote in 2018 that he was a descendant of slave owner Hamilton Brown. She is biracial, Indian Tamil and Jamaican. She basically had been identifying herself simply as American. But politically, it works better to be an African American. And to play on that, and also South Asian American. Not so big as African-American, obviously. Again, I don't really care, and that should not be a reason for you to vote for or against her or the ticket. Now, I hope you look at the policies. But it does remind me of a story that happened in Houston, Texas, several decades ago. I had just left Houston to move to St. Louis and take on a job. And shortly after I left, a competing station that I had worked against in Houston hired a woman, and they quickly ran out pictures of her and promoted her with billboards and ads and everything they could at that time, which then also included the TV guide, didn't have the social media outlets we have now, but anything and everywhere they could, and promoting her on their air and elsewhere and booking her for future engagements as the first African-American anchor for Houston, Texas. Well, she apparently, during that time when all that stuff was rolled out, now I'm getting this secondhand. I wasn't there, but I trust the source. She was not there at that time. She was back to wherever she was before she moved to Houston, wrapping up her affairs, preparing to move to Houston, and so forth, and take on this job. And when she found out that they were promoting her as an African-American, a black African-American, she went ballistic. She went ballistic and had a big falling out with the general manager and others of the station, and obviously the promotions director, saying, I am not African-American. I am Jamaican, and I don't consider myself black. I am Jamaican. There went their whole campaign. Now, I'm not saying she was hired simply because of color at the time. She obviously was a very talented young woman and capable of doing anything with regardless of color. But they were going to milk it and push it and promote her as the first African-American news anchor in Houston, Texas. And, of course, everything came crashing down. I didn't follow her career much past that. I'm assuming she did well, and I don't know if she's still there or not. But this rush to try to use someone's color as either a promotional vehicle, a positive thing, or a negative thing, we have to stop. Look at the person, what they stand for. And Kamala Harris stands against Second Amendment rights. She's against enforcing federal immigration laws. She is for abortion on demand, and that's just the beginning of the issues. And she is considered other than Elizabeth Warren, the most liberal member of the Senate. In the next hour, Dr. Gerard Lomero will join us. I want his take on how this ticket is going to play. He's already said repeatedly, regardless of who it is, Trump's going to win. But I want more details now that we know Harris is on the ticket. Next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.